posting the stream in the ERC. Okay, and then I will open today's meeting at 20:30. And first of all, I'd like to ask someone to be a secretary.
Well,
Gregory, you started in the pad, so.
Yeah, I started. I can do it.
Okay. So we have the recording anyway, so then we'll make the list of who is here. That would be Jerry, Gregory, Joachim, and Nicholas. And Stefan, he is connected to the stream, and we will see if someone else wants to say something that's not so important. Then we have a quorum with four members of the board present, and we are going to move on to the remarks, unless
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you, Alexander, have excused himself?
Alexander has excused himself. Yes, he has to work. Bogo and Jakub, no news from them. So nothing.
Okay.
So we move on to the opening remarks. First of all, point 3.1. The German Pirate Party accepts PPI membership. So Gregory, Joachim, and I were at the National Congress of the Pirate Party in Germany this weekend, and one point of the agenda there was the I'm sorry, Nick has still problem. I'm just continuing with the announcement. I mean, until Nick is back. So, the German Pirate Party accepted membership of the PPI with a great majority, well, there's nothing more to add. I think just some announcement, very good one. If Gregory or Joachim wants to add something, I don't think it's necessary.
No, it was a very clear majority, and was really good to see all the people voting for international coordination. It was really inspiring to see only about one or two hands up for that was opposing the ratification. They had probably their reasons to do it, but it was like about 800 people voted yes for it, and it was really a good picture to see it.
Just having Joachim seems to have problems talking.
Okay.
He's telling us in the ERC.
It looks like he's not muted. No.
So if you can, you can
it
see here.
Must be other reasons why he cannot talk.
You have to unmute your mic by pressing star 1 on the keypad. If that's not possible, you have to write it into ERC. Just let us know how we're gonna proceed here, if you still hear us.
Okay, he said, please proceed, next.
Okay, so the next point is Pirate Without Borders will apply for PPI membership. That was last Friday before the National Congress of the German Pirate Party. There was the Congress, the Congress, well, I think you can call it an assembly, that's the correct word, sorry. The Assembly of Pirates Without Borders, also in Germany, and they had one point on the agenda to apply for membership for PPI, and here also this was accepted. So we have the first applicant for observer membership for the PPI. And the idea was also that PPI will apply, well, that the board will try to put the application to Pirate Without Borders on the agenda for the next assembly, which will have to take place once a year. So the next assembly of the PPI, we try to put an item on the agenda for accession to Pirates Without Borders.
Yeah, and I would say that we probably should write an email to Georg and direct him what is, explain him how, what the procedure would be
Yes.
now, and so like what of documentation do we expect from an applicant, and how would the procedure after all, so they don't get like wrong expectations. So I think they know it quite well, but still, to the formality, it would be a nice thing
Yes.
to do.
Yes, it is in the statutes, but it should also be made to perhaps a bit more clear with the correct emails, how, where to write what, where to send what, so they know how to proceed.
And probably we should, or I should
Hi.
take, I take it on my task, write up an how to in the
Yes.
wiki. So
I think
check that.
someone joined. Hello? I heard someone.
Hi.
It's Nicholas.
Ah,
Yeah.
great, okay.
Is he open?
So I can hear you and you can hear us. Great. So we were at Pirate, we were talking about German Pirate Party and Pirates Without Borders accepting PPI membership. And Gregory proposed to write an how-to for the wiki, how to proceed with applications if you want to apply for PPI membership, which is
Yeah, we have an issue that can we let an organization join us? Because normally only parties can join us.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand now. There were some. So, Nico, can you please repeat what? Okay.
We cannot hear you again. I'm sorry,
No,
Nico.
he's in the.
Are you done
No,
here, Steve?
he's in the ERC. So we organization can join as observer members. That's the, we have two kind of memberships in the statutes. That's the permanent member or ordinary. Let me look at the correct term in the statutes. It says the correct term is, I'm giving you the article too, so you can look it up. It's in the statutes. Membership, that's section 3, membership, paragraph 4. General Assembly can give applicant one of the following membership status: ordinary member or observer member. Ordinary member is the one pirate party from every country, and the observer member are the organizations or anyone else, any other organization that wants to join. So that's really no problem. That was the idea behind the observer membership. So any more questions concerning the this point? Any
No.
comments? Okay, so Moving on to point 3.3, that's Pirate Party of the Week. We have already discussed this last time. I just want to remind it that this week's Pirate Party of the Week is Pirate Party from Australia. I already sent out the questions, and when we get the answers, they will be published on the website, like for the Czech Pirate Party and for the UK Pirate Party. Also, to note that we didn't publish the support letter for the Czech Pirate Party yet, because I think it's better to publish it before, like 3-4 days before the elections, or this week, and not with the questions, so we have twice the publicity separated. I think that's better, so we will publish that in a few days.
Okay, I have a question regarding the Australian questions from Australia. As I just took a look, they already started to answer them. It looks like a bit complete, I don't know. When do we actually going to publish the Australian article?
When we get word from them that they finished.
Okay, but consider that they would, like, if they would say, like, in the next hour it's finished, when we do actually do publish?
After that, I mean, I publish them when I get them. So if I see, I get a mail, or in the chat box of the pad, they say it's done, it's finished, I'm going to publish them. Or do you see a problem with that? I mean, that's how we proceeded for the...
No, just, it's okay. I just was thinking that, like, the Czech would be on the top position on the website only for a couple of days. But after then, it was asked, it sent on the question out quite late. And so the week is starting from Monday, or the week starting on whatever we get.
I see, that's true, that's true. That's a good point. So I'm going to have a look when exactly do we publish the answers from the Czech Republic.
I can literally say it is like in a calendar week. And
yes, okay, no, that's true. That's a good point. And I published them on Friday because I got them on Thursday. So we're going to wait, regardless, we're going to wait until Thursday or so to publish them.
Okay, that was my question.
So the check will be on top for really a week, and not just for a few days. That's a good point, and I think it's good to note.
Yeah, but shouldn't we follow the elections?
Last time we decided that we follow elections. But there are not every week there are not elections. So when there are not elections for the next 1 or 2 weeks, we will go by alphabetical order. That was what we discussed last time. So for the Belgian party or the Netherlands, we will ask them when they want to be party of the week, like next month, the week before, or the week or 2 weeks before the elections, and we will put them there. And from the rest, we're gonna proceed alphabetically.
Well, they have the election 9th and 13th, so it's like we have to start asking this month.
Yeah, actually, the ninth of June, so it would make sense to have the Netherlands very next. And since the party of Belgium have election on the June 13th, that's actually the very same week, we should also send out the questions to Belgium as well.
Okay.
And because there's like no time left, so we will have like two party in the same week out there, but it's better than not having them at all. Or like lost a party that would.
Well, we have next week and we have the week after, no?
No, the Pirate Party of Belgium have on June 13th, and the Pirate Party of Netherlands June 9th.
Okay, yes, that's true, Mooi Link. So,
perhaps we should move it a bit closer than Thursday and have it Wednesday or something.
Okay. So, proposition is that we publish So next would be PNN, Nanchun. Okay, I'm reading the the protocol. So the next pirate parties of the week will be PPNL and PPBE. Okay.
Yeah, the questions will be sent out tonight.
Tonight, okay. So we have them and we can publish them when we want. Okay, any more comments on this point? Okay, and we move on to the... I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
So what did we agree on?
Okay, Gregory, go on.
Yeah, we agreed that we have the Pirate Party Australia put, as soon as they report they are ready answering the questions, we'll put them out on the webpage like on Wednesday or later Thursday, and that we will send out the questions for Pirate Party of the Netherlands and the Belgium on the same time tonight, and we will put them out for the next week. We'll put the Pirate Party of Netherlands, and in the end of the week or in the beginning of the next week, that would be Pirate Party of Belgium then.
Okay. Unless Amir or Jürgen has other points on it.
Or what would you suggest?
I mean, they are the party leaders, right? So we should ask them. We can send out the questions, but we should ask them when they want to be published. We can give them alternatives.
Yeah, well, there are not much alternative left. If I look at the calendar, wait a second, we have there's a week in between. We could move it a week or something. But it wouldn't make much sense, but we could do that, yes.
Well, that's what we can ask them, how we want to handle it. I mean, Samir and Jürgen know each other well, so I think we can sort it out with them.
Yeah, you're right. I have missed a week in my calendar somehow. So we have actually an additional week from starting.
So when you send out the questions tonight, you're going to ask them when they want to publish
it. On what week they want to be published, want to have it published. One week before election or 2 weeks before election, that's actually the alternatives.
Yes. Okay.
Well, my suggestion would be to send out one email and CC both of them, so, because they know each other. And they are next to each other, so I think they can sort it out.
Okay.
But they have the election basically in the same week. So.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Let's see if, I don't know if Zami is listening. He could just tell us when they want to publish it, and then we're going to give the other week to the Belgians. So, if you're listening, you can just tell us what you want to.
I don't see any listeners in the stream right now.
You're going to send it out tonight, and you're going to ask them by email.
Yes, we will ask it in the email when they want to have the public.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So let's move on.
Okay. Then moving on to the agenda, we have the task forces. Before we come to the call for help, I want to propose that we settle how we're gonna work with the task forces. So my proposal was to not use the mailing lists, but to use a forum or my pirates, because the mailing list, you have to be added by one of the board members to the list. You have an archive, but it's a bit more secret than if you have just a forum and then everyone can look at it. So it will be a bit more transparent. Just let me finish. transparent if you can look at the forum and see what is discussed in what section. So, okay, who has
one
a comment here?
One more head.
Yes.
Okay. I'm agree with this. Actually, I have not known that there is an archive from the Google mailing list. If there is, it must be really, really secret. I have not found it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of moderator. Yes, I'm absolutely agree because the having on my part would also allow to people having like decide themselves of how they want to handle the work in progress, and it also allows to do some basic, like it's a good alternative to Doodle, for example, because it have much better ability to do approval votings and stuff of alternatives, and also have a like an address book and stuff. So it's really, and it's not like it forced to use someone to work with Google, and it's all in pirate hands. So it's more, it might be more secure for someone. I'm not sure if it's, everybody agrees with it, but some people are really opposed to the whole idea of social media, like saying it's a social network and it's collecting data from me. And then I've heard this, somebody have said that.
How about
the
forum collecting too?
Yeah, and it's an alternative to have it run by Google, which have like a company motto, don't be evil, but we all know that not everyone would agree with this statement is true. So I see my part as clearly better way to work, and also promoting the international. It's much easier to work with it because it can be like a forum. It can be used in different ways. So it's every like how the task forces agrees how they want to use it. So it's more flexible. And I'm really would take and set up the spaces for it in the my pirates. And I absolutely would suggest that somebody would help me, because I think it is a bit of some a lot of things to do.
Well, I'm was suggesting that we have on the next point of the agenda is the mail I wanted to send out, but as the mail is very incomplete and there are still a lot of pieces missing, we couldn't send it out anyway. So I propose that because of the discussion with the My Pirates of Rome, and you say that you have to work at it first, we still have time to set up the My Pirates account, My Pirates page and sections for every task force, if we agree on that. So I'm also proposing to help you with that, of course. So the only question now is if anyone else is opposing that we move this to the My Pirate forums. No, use My Pirates itself.
I would like to have some. Regardless of
Nico Eli is asking in the ERC if forums on My Pirates.
Okay.
So
I want to add something in a second. It, regardless if we move it to My Pirates or move it to a forum or Wiki or whatever, we should definitely set up a date for us till when will we be finished doing this. Because otherwise we will be sitting here next week and still have like all three.
Yeah, the problem. I agree. The problem with setting up dates is last time I asked people to add a summary to the pad concerning their website. The week before, I asked it has been asked to do that. Also with the deadlines, we asked Bogo to collect the data from parties, and he said he would do it in a week, and of course it was impossible to do it in a week. So setting up deadlines is okay, but if we constantly miss them, there's no need to do it. So I think we should just try and encourage people to do it, and we don't have any means to enforce them anyway.
Yeah, you're right, but still it will be on the agenda for the meeting with the week, if you say. You're right. But
I agree with deadlines, but people have to also try and get to the point within that deadline. So if we're setting up deadlines now, we won't everyone to try to get a bit more work done during that deadline. So that would be my just comment. So Nico asking with report on our progress every week on the weekly meetings. That's a point I can agree on. So other really agree on that everyone that has work to do updates the board every meeting. So at the end we have the reports. So just everyone quickly says what he's done and what he's going to do and how long it takes. So we are, the board is always up to date. So now coming back to the agenda point, we are. It seems Nicola, he's also for forums, and he says in the RC, I like the idea, and yes, we need a deadline. So I think unless Joachim thinks, he says I agree as well. So we agree that task forces should work in a forum on my pirates rather than in a mailing list, and then we want to set up a deadline for setting up a forum on my pirates. So Nico will be kicked out in a few seconds. So, if you are able to reconnect, we're going to wait. Okay. I guess that was Nico.
Okay. And I just got Joachim in the Skype, and he just told me in just a second he will be joining as well.
Okay. We just wait some 1 or 2 minutes. Gregory, so you will prepare my pirates, and
once more.
You will
keep on talking.
Okay. You will prepare my pirates, and then tell me how I can help to set everything up for the task forces.
Yeah.
So I will assist you, and you just have more experience with my pirates, so you tell me how I can help, and then when we're ready, we're gonna present the task forces and try to get people to join.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what is your proposition for a deadline?
Since next week is actually a public holiday on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know how it's called in English, and yeah, whatever. I don't know how it is in English.
It's holiday. It's
a Christian holiday. I think it's Europe wide. It's not only in Germany. So I will be not there on the weekend, so I would suggest a two week date.
Okay, that would be the 31st. So, and you think we can set everything up until then and prepare the mail and then just send it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it will do.
Anyone hear me?
Yes.
But
very faint. You can switch on your. You can boost your microphone by pressing *7, I guess, or what is *7? *6. *8. You're very, very faint, but we can hear you. Yeah. Try to. Oh, *9. Press *9999998.
Okay.
Just Nico is asking if we have a break for 2 weeks. This is not about the next meeting or something. It's just it's about to set up my power so we can work and promote the task forces on them. So we have to add pages, get the structures clearly, so if people join, they're not lost in the My Pirates. Like, it's a bit on the wiki, it's not always that simple to... Yes, for moving to My Pirates. So we have the tool ready when people can join, and don't ask people to join now when the structure is not clear yet. So I think we should just quickly get a vote on this, so we have this officially accepted that we are not going to use the mailing lists for the task forces, but My Pirates. So I propose. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you can always.
Yeah. Hi.
One question.
Yes.
Who is legal?
Oh, me will be, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
if we don't...
I'm sorry, I'm always hearing someone talking. I don't know if that's me in 15 seconds or if it's someone asking a question.
I was asking.
That was your argument. That he was asking a question, but it has some echo on it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
If you're not asking a question, that. In the time, you can mute your microphone by pressing star 1.
Yes, I.
I'm always hearing just the beginning, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear the first two words and then it's... So if you have the question, please post it in the ERC because I can't hear you. Okay, Joachim asks, who is legally responsible for My Pirates?
Oh, legally responsible. It's a pirate party of Hessen.
Yes. It's the Pirate Party of Hessen from Germany. You can
we
find the...
Well, it's nice that they do it for us, but on My Pirates, should we make some kind of agreement with them so we ensure that we don't get kicked out with anything from My Pirates or something like that.
Gregory?
I have not understand the question, I guess.
Can we get kicked out there just if they don't like us, or is it really is it clear that we can stay for as long as we want, write us what we want and everything?
I don't think they can kick us out, but I see, wait, see.
I mean, it's just that we put more things on their services, so we want to be sure that they're not putting it in their own basket.
Well, they don't have not published the rules of procedure yet, so I asked them on Wednesday to precise this. But since I know that we have used the past and we were welcome there, I pass it on this question. It's a good question. Since they have a link to their rules of conduct, but they have not published anything under it yet. It says the next. Right. Okay.
Okay, that's good enough.
Write this down.
Okay. So as you're gonna check this, I'm postponing the vote for next week. If there could be any problem with what Nico asked now, we have to find another solution, just open a known forum or something. But I don't. Greg is just gonna clear that point for us, and then we gonna take it to a vote for next week. That's my proposition. Anyone wants to comment on that? Okay, so I'm moving on to the next point. No. Okay, yeah, exactly, that's the point, Nicholas, here. Yeah. Just when everything is clear, we're gonna vote on that next week. So, next point is kind of similar. It's task force's announcement and call for help. You have the pad here where I want you to ask everyone to write a summary of the task force he is leading, just so we can promote them when we have everything set up, because we need people to help us. And we cannot do this alone. We have to tell them what we are and what the task forces are and what they can do for us. So please do this for 31st too. So as we have a deadline for the My Pirates thing, I'm going to propose here a deadline too. So everyone that put himself up as a task force leader, and you can see the list in the wiki. On the first page of the wiki, you have a link to every task force, and you have the box on the right, top side, with the contact person we decided on last week. So just a short summary of how you see the task force, what you want to do with it, and the link to the wiki page, so people know where they can find what the task force and what the task force is for. So the deadline is in 2 weeks, and I think everyone should be able to write this. So it's more like a task for every leader to do that than anything we have to vote on. So unless someone wants to comment on this, please do so now.
I want to add that we have a lot of volunteers who are waiting to start working.
Exactly.
And they just need some kind of structure to get their foot on the ground and then start working on this.
Exactly.
And also from the General Assembly of the Pirate Party of Germany this weekend, I've been talking to a lot of people who said that they would like to do something on an international level, and I all directed them to subscribe to mailing list, let them read the wiki page and have something there. But there are people who are willing and to help and really like just need to know where the help is needed. And for this, they cannot start working without this list, without this description actually on what is it about, the task force, and exactly what help is needed.
Exactly. I second that 100%. That's the same impression I got. We also got mails from people wanting to help, and it's really important that we can tell them, here's the link, go there. Because now we have to talk to tell them, please wait two weeks, it's not set up yet. And that's really embarrassing, and people are less interested after 2 weeks. So please...
And also, I have spoken with people who are really want to start preparing the plan, the mastermind plan fulfilling the conditions for setting up the European Pirate Party.
Yes.
And they wanted to do it like owned by themselves, and talked to them and directed them to coordinate the efforts through Pirates Without Borders and to do it as a PPI task force, because we have already a lot of documentation done and there are people who are in the know. So actually there would be needed a task force for this as well already. So, but they will be filled with people pretty soon, I guess. So I just want to announce that you will be not surprised that there will be additional task force on the list.
No. So 30 or 31st, the task forces will go out, will be announced, and we have to have set up a structure so people can start working beginning of June. That's the aim. So please, everyone, try to get the summary and the wiki page updated so we can start in June. Okay, so I think we discussed this topic. I'm going to ask if there's anything else about the task forces now, and then move on to the board meeting. So if you have any comments or other ideas about task forces, please tell us now. If you want to add something. Okay, I don't hear anything. Oh, okay, I don't see anything in the chat. So we're going to move on to board meetings. When we have, Alexander, he told us today by email that he cannot participate in PPI board meetings on Mondays at 8 o'clock because of his work. So I opened up a calendar in Doodle to find another time when we can meet. And there are three people already answered this question, and I would like to ask every other board member to fill out this calendar so we can find another date for the board meeting, if that's possible. If really there's no alternative but Monday, 8 o'clock, I'm afraid we have to tell Alexander that he has to listen to the recording or read the minutes. I mean, with seven people, it's not that easy to find, let's say, 2 or 3 hours where everybody can participate. So to see if it's possible, please fill out the Doodle. And
I think Joachim is trying to say something.
Yes. Okay, Joachim, go on.
Yeah, I have something I want to say. In the old core team board, whatever, we had the rule basically that said, if you can't attend any meetings, so let's say that Blix can't, Alexander can't attend any meetings, then we have a problem. He can't be a board member. At least that's the old rules.
Yes.
Because you just listen to recordings all week. You have to be attending, I think, at least once a month. It's an old rule that I don't know if we want to apply it or how we want to
can't
handle
apply it.
It.
We can't apply it because it's not us that who decides who is board member or not. It's the General Assembly. So unless Alexander would say I'm quitting. We cannot say you're not in the team of the board anymore, because we're not deciding upon the board, it's the General Assembly. And it's also a bit harsh, because it's work training, and I agree that it's not good if one board member cannot come, and that's why we're trying to find another date, but if there's no other possibility, as I say, it's impossible, if it's really impossible to find another date of that time, we have to accept it as it is.
Okay, then he would be excluded when there are elections, of course, at the assembly. But at the moment, you carried out his field because he said that he couldn't do it any day at all, and we don't know if that's only for this week or if it's permanently, so I guess we are waiting for him to fill it in again.
Yes, I'm gonna ask him again to fill out the calendar, and I'm have a look if I can put it in and only the weekdays and not a date to make it more clear. But I think with the last mail he should have understood that it's really just the workday, the weekday who is important, not the actual date. So I see Jakob just filled out it too, and it really looks like we could move it to Thursday, but we'll see when everyone has filled out, and then if that's not possible, we try to find a solution. I mean, it's a question of finding a date and solution and time, and we can also sort this out by email and then just finalize it in the next meeting. So it's just a discussion we have to do once now, because Alexander, he has new schedule at work, and important that we see that we could at least ask everyone if it's possible to change it or not. So again, I see everyone who's here has filled it out, so the only possibility is to wait for Alexander. Yes, again, exactly, and then discuss it next week.
So actually I have the problem with the doodle, myself, Gregor speaking, that if you're asking days, but right now it looks like I can do it every Monday and every Friday right now. But on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I have a commitment that is every second week. Mm-hmm. So I could, since we had that we keep the meetings on a weekly basis in the other month, and then we switch to bi-weekly if needed. So it would work then, but only on the premise that it would be bi-weekly meetings and not a weekly meeting. Other than that, I would suggest could start thinking about moving. If everything is not working, you should start about thinking to have it in the early morning. And I see no problem to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get on a meeting if it's only for an hour or something. It can work since we are all in the same time zone. I don't see a problem in that. But if you can't find a time in the evening, we should really start looking to time in the morning.
Okay. I didn't think about that, because people are already getting up early, so I don't know if they're happy with
that. Well, then we have to do it at 5 o'clock.
Well, the problem with doing it in the morning is we could have meetings that last 1 hour, we could have meetings that last 4 hours. I mean, I'm thinking about conference preparation meetings two months ago. There were meetings that took really, that could get very, very long. So, and then you have to postpone some things for the next meeting, or you can't finish the meeting because you have to go to work or to school or to university or whatever. So,
that's life.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
That's life, and we have to get more efficient. So it's really like it can work if everybody is really on time in the meeting and not like spending 20 or 30 minutes waiting for everyone to join. And okay, I know we have technical difficulties, and that's why we are waiting. But at some point, the technical difficulties should get away, and so we should start like efficient working. I still have this hope in someday.
Yeah. So already, Joachim is telling now that it should be finished by 6 o'clock. Then, remind Nico. Gregory was proposing, or just having an idea, that we could move the meetings to early morning. And by early, he means like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, if it's not possible to find a date for everyone in the evening.
Bad one.
So Nico doesn't seem to be very happy about that. Okay. Well, as it is really, as it is really about Alexander right now, because it was his the problem arose because of his him not being able to be there on Mondays. I think we should discuss it with him. So, as he's not able to join in the meeting, we have to do this per email. So I propose that we stop this discussion now, as it is really about Alexander, and we move on, and we discuss this per email, so he can choose when to answer and when he's available. Okay. I guess everyone is a bit new patients, zero patients in the morning, so we have to clear this out with Alexander. There's no other choice, I think. Okay, so anyone else? three strikes out, yeah. Okay, anyone else wants to add something to the agenda? Or wants to comment on what we've been discussing on today's agenda?
Yeah, haven't we had some more to do is to check what the status is on
the status.
I remember that there was some open topics, not only about the contact list from Bogo, but
that's the report.
Was the report on the status report on headquarter foundation?
Yes, that we was just closing agenda.
Sorry?
The report section is next. The report section is next, so I was just asking if anyone...
I thought you were skipping this already because Bogo is not here, so you would like close
yes,
it.
Yes, okay,
I'm
just
sorry.
People who don't have the agenda right in front of them, then we move on to the reports. And the first was 5.1, contact data, and Bogo is not here, so he cannot give us an update on how he's proceeding with the collection of the reliable data. He sent us a list with some contact data, but honestly, for the last 3 weeks, he should have been working on it, and it's not very, it's not nearly finished, and there are a lot of parties missing, and he hasn't been in the last two meetings. There's a lot missing. He hasn't been in the last two meetings. We didn't hear a lot of him in emails. So my proposal is that we give this task to someone else, and because it's very important. One of the problems was that we were not able to contact some of the parties, and that was one problem at the conference, or before the conference, so this is an important task, and it should be finished as soon as possible. So I propose that someone else takes responsibility here and tries to continue his work. Okay, Joachim is already telling that he will be taking over, if that's okay with everyone else. So I propose that Joachim, he's going to continue the work. You have the list. I think Bogo sent it to the board. PPI contacts. Yeah, he sent the link to the board. So you have... The data you already collected. You have the list. And for the rest, happy contact hunting. Okay. For the rest, concerning the headquarters, there is no concrete update to make. I contacted PP Belgium, and I will talk with Jürgen concerning the lawyer and the details. Of course, they are in... election campaign, as I've already said last week, so it will take probably after the elections to get some more concrete answers. I'm still working on the statutes, etc. As I said, it takes some time because I want to make this right the first time. I don't want to have any regulation problems and you had problems with administration or so. So have some patience there. I think it's better to wait to have it a month, to have it set up a month later and have it done correctly than to rush into this. Do you have any other reports open? Anything you want to add, Gregory? You proposed this. Gregory?
I'm sorry, what's
okay.
that?
No, I mean, you said we should update the other, we should report on what we're doing or what the headquarters and Bogo. So do you have any other questions, any other reports we should talk about?
Yeah, well, what about headquarters, you said?
I said that I'm going to be in touch with the PPBA and that I'm going to be writing statutes and getting more information, and that it takes time, and I want to do it right first time, so rather wait a month longer and do it correctly than to rush into it. So basically no update.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I'm just going to let Gregory update the minutes, so if anyone wants to help him, you will have the link to the pad. I'm going to post it in ERCs and get Gregory some help. Until he's finished, I just want to apologize for my bad English and my lack of vocabulary tonight, but the last 3 days I was in Germany with Gregory and Joachim, talking to a lot of 2001 pirates from all over Germany, and it was quite exhausting, but very interesting. So we have one last thing to discuss. That would be the next meeting, and again, we're just going to propose next meeting as Monday, 8 o'clock, like regular meeting, unless we have reach an agreement with Alexander to do it at another time. So I propose that we agree on making the meeting having the meeting next Monday, with the exception of with the note that unless that there's another proposition from Alexander that we can agree on, and then it will be announced that we're having the meeting not on Mondays but on another date and time. So I think we're going to vote on this so we don't quit this meeting without having to vote on anything. So I'm going to ask you, do you agree to have the next meeting on Monday, the 24th May at 8 o'clock, unless we find another meeting time with Alexander, which will then be announced. If you want to vote on the ERC.
If you have the vote, you have to put it on the forum, you have to make it a vote there, and then you vote on the forum, on the ERC. So that's the only way.
Yes. I'm typing right now. Okay. Joachim says that next Monday is a public holiday in Germany. So you're suggesting... Yeah, of course, Nicola, you're right. It means that you got more time to join. No, also, Gregory says it will be traveling in the car at this time. So it seems we have problems finding the right time for meeting. So my next proposition is that we don't fix meeting at all for next time, because we already have the discussions with Alexander and we sort this out for next meeting. But we have to publish it at least on Saturday when the next meeting will be. So my
yeah.
Okay. Any other?
Yorke will be in back.
We not have it on. Yeah. Okay. I don't. Nico says you won't have it on Monday. We will see. I mean, it seems that with Gregory and Joachim not being able to join on Monday, it will be difficult
and
to get
scroll.
Yes, and Alexander. So we already have three people missing, so it probably won't be on Monday. But as we count six... Oh, yes, you're right, Nicholas. So as we have to fix another date anyway with Alexander, I again propose that we discuss this per email. No quorum, exactly, so no point in having a meeting if you have no quorum. Well, not necessarily, but it's always better if you have a quorum. So, next meeting, up to discussion, and it has to be announced previously, like on at least on Saturday or Sunday. So we have a week to discuss this, and I encourage everyone to read his mail regularly so he can sort this out. No, nothing to vote on because we don't have a proposition yet. We will have to wait and see what Alexander says and then move on from that. So,
next Tuesday we will have free, for example.
I'm sorry?
Next Tuesday will work for me. But on the next one, the one before after that will not work.
So the 25th, maybe
yeah.
Tuesday will work. Okay, Tuesday will work for Nicholas too and for Gregory too. Okay, what do you think about 25th, everyone? It seems like we have everyone expressed his opinion, yes. I have no problem with 25th. So do we propose 25th for next meeting?
So we will propose 25th, and we will get an email opinion agreement on this again with the people who are not here in the meeting. And if we will come up with some other, like Wednesday or something, then we'll move it there. Otherwise, we will have 25th as a date that's set up on this one.
Okay. I see this is getting into a detailed discussion, and I think it's not the right medium to discuss this with people in ERC talking, with people on the telco, and with people not there. So I propose we all agree on discussing this in an email sent to board at CPI International. Everyone gets his email there, so we are going to discuss this in our internal emails, and we will announce our decision before the next meeting, at least 1 or 2 days before the next meeting. Okay, I think that should be enough for today then, unless anyone has something to add. We'll wait.
What is that, 2 days before meeting or 1 day before meeting?
I'm going to check what our rules
yes.
of procedure say. Wait a minute. Agenda, the day before the meeting, says the provisional agenda shall be published the day before the meetings.
This is about the agenda. What about the invitation? Or we do not invite?
It only says that at the end of each meeting, the date and time of the next meeting will be announced.
Well, then we should stick to 25th and maybe change it. But if it say we have to announce one, we rather follow our procedures. Or change them. Since we have the quorum. I have a motion.
Yeah.
To propose to change the rules of procedures for the board to announce the next meeting, the date of the next meeting, 1 day before the meeting. At least 1 day before the meeting.
Okay, so that would change paragraph 1. I'm going to post the link to the rules of procedure in the ERC, and it would change paragraph 1, board of board meetings, point 1, last sentence, at the end of, the next meeting, the date and time of the next meeting will be announced at least one day before this meeting. That is the... proposition.
That would be paragraph... What is that?
The first. Paragraph 1-1.
Paragraph 1-1, second sentence.
Exactly.
Yep.
So Gregory is updating the protocol, and please, everyone, have a look at the protocol so you can read what is going to be changed into rule of procedure. So we are going to have a vote on this. Nicola, we will discuss when we have the next meeting in the email. Now we are discussing to change the rules of procedure, because they say that we have to announce the meeting, the next meeting, at the end of each meeting, which now is quite a difficulty to find a date and time. So, Nicola is still discussing the date time. Are you all aware that we are having a vote now in... Okay. I'm now announcing what we're going to vote. So, the vote is to change the rule of procedure and change paragraph 1-1 as pointed out in the... Okay. By Gregory in the ERC chat. Please vote in the ERC if you are okay with this or not. Jakub, yes, we are talking about the regular meetings. Okay, we can have an irregular meeting next week, just to point this out, but we still have to announce the regular meeting.
Okay. We can have an irregular meeting. We can.
But we still have to announce the regular meeting if we do not vote on this change of rules of procedure.
Okay, how about this? We're still voting, but if we can announce that we have the meeting on next Monday, on the 31st, or the Monday before next, after the next one, in 2 weeks' time, since there will be no public holiday anymore, and it would be stick to our usual schedule, and we will try to squeeze in another irregular meeting in between for next week, on a date we will agree on email.
Okay. We have 3 votes yes and
frankly,
1 vote no for now, so... Okay, so...
Irregular meetings in a board of procedure, in the rules of procedure.
Extraordinary meetings, that's paragraph 1-2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we're gonna cancel this vote,
don't we do not have a quorum for this, isn't? With three votes against two, or against one and one abstain, we would not have a...
Well, there is no abstention. It's just Joachim hasn't voted and Nico hasn't voted yet. So if Joachim is voting no or Nico is voting no, it's okay. Ah, no, Nico voted yes, I'm sorry. So Joachim, if you vote no...
Or abstain.
Or abstain, this is not going to pass, and
yeah, we need an absolute majority. We need four votes, so... Well, sorry, that's wrong.
So Joachim, you just have to vote... still in the ERC. Okay, so Joachim abstained. So the proposal failed with three yes, one no, and one abstain. So it's still wrong in the ERC. Gregory, could you update? Well, anyway, what's correct is it has to be correct in the minutes.
Okay, sorry. Is it not one yes, two yes, three yes, one no, and one abstain? So what is the correct result? I'm still counting three yeses, one no, and one abstain.
Yes.
Yes. So the proposal has failed.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, with that having failed, the proposal was to schedule the next regular meeting on May 31st and have an extraordinary meeting at the date and time we agree upon per email for next week. That is my proposition. Any comments, or can we vote on it immediately? Reading the ERC, it seems we have an agreement on that. So I'm asking for a vote. The next regular meeting will be scheduled for May 31st at 8 o'clock, and we will have an irregular meeting in between as will be announced, and at the date and time we will have to discuss per email. So we have five votes in favor. Proposal passed. And the next meeting is scheduled for May 31st, and we will have to discuss for the meeting for next week per email. Joachim was correctly saying that we shouldn't change rule of procedure. It's not urgently needed, and I think we should put this on the agenda for next week. We're probably discussing if we should have another quorum for changing the rules of procedures, or only being able to change them if it has previously been announced. This should be on the next meeting, though. So unless anyone wants to add something now, we're gonna finish with today's meeting. I'm sorry, I have to write it down. I think Nico is not hearing us. Also, we have to sort out the technical difficulties with the stream.
We do have technical
difficulties with the stream? No, not me, but so everyone can... Okay, so with the disconnection and so... So Nicola is back, so I'm just telling that if you have to add something before ending the meeting, you have to do it now. And that we will try to get the stream working, well, not the stream, the whole tag working a bit better for everyone, because it seems that you, Nicholas, have quite some difficulties. Yes. Or just to sort out while with you why you have the difficulties. So, if anyone wants to say something, do so in the next 20 seconds. Ding. Okay. Okay, meeting closed at 21:46. Again, thank you everyone, and again, excuse me if my English wasn't A+. I'm quite tired. So, thanks for the meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. And good night. I have another telco coming up.
No problem.
Okay, good. Bye.
Sie wurden von dieser Konferenz ausgeschlossen.